think we need to have a whole lot more candid conversations, and that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to have that conversation with Representative Paul Gosar. This is a StuPeters.tv exclusive. There are just so many concerns growing. Social media posts. I see the high level of anxiety and stress among all of you, and I feel the same way. This flurry of comments and posts suggesting that Americans feel a serious disconnect and overall mistrust for our federal government, so-called elected representatives, between November 3rd, January 6th, COVID-19, vaccine passports and mandates, the looming forced inoculation fears, the CDC green zones resembling Nazi Germany concentration camps, illegal aliens just infiltrating our country at will, as governors like Greg Abbott, we now find out, are not only participating in, but actually orchestrating this criminal activity. Lying two-faced politicians like Governor Gavin Newsom in California, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, violating the very restrictions that they put into place, making it very apparent that there are certain rules for us paupers and that they're very much different or blatantly just don't even apply for the elitist ruling class. These are valid concerns, and I feel them also. Now, as the people's bullhorn, I have promised that I will dive into the growing Rolodex here on this platform, make contact with those charged with the responsibility of acting on behalf of their constituents, fighting for the Constitution, preserving our freedoms, fighting for us. Representative Paul Gosar is an America First Republican serving Arizona, and he joins us now. Congressman, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Stu.
So I don't want to overstate this. You know, this isn't for hyperbole or shock, but I really don't know any other way to say it. All of the issues that you just heard me mention, it feels like a Marxist coup. How do you see it?
It's actually right. When you look at CRT now in our schools, the passport as you brought in, the infiltration of millions of illegal immigrants violating the law, one set of laws for us and the rest for the high and mighty. The people in my district are very concerned about what's going on. The cost of inflation is going exorbitantly for food items, gasoline, all sorts of different things. So this is a fast track to Marxism is exactly what's coming.
Well, it seems that it's been happening over a period of years. And if you look socially at our country right now, you see that in schools, this indoctrination, it's happening at the collegiate level. The roles have been turned upside down in relationships between man and woman. Christianity is, they're attempting to eradicate that completely. And then we have this Trojan horse in the White House, allegedly, just signing everything that's put in front of him at this rapid pace that's handcuffing us. We're not allowed to do anything. It's almost like they're setting up a nationwide January 6th. They are targeting Trump-supporting MAGA Republicans, America First, constitutional, loving, embracing, freedom-embracing people like me. I mean, just the regular people. We are fearful that this is going to happen. Is there anything being done to stop any of this?
Well, I mean, it's coming from all sides, and we're trying. The problem is that this group has infiltrated every part of our economy, our part of our way of life, and that they've exploded onto the scene. And it shows to show you how much they hate a man rather than love this country. It's just unbelievable, Stu, what we have seen in the last 6 months. Yes, we might have seen some of these problems under the Obama administration. And we saw them being targeted by the Trump administration getting rid of them. But they wore him out. They used the courts. They used the rule of law. And what sticks on the wall, throwing stuff at that man. This is Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And it is being played to a T, utilizing the media, utilizing the leadership that they have. And it frankly, it's on both sides. When you see this infrastructure package going through and who co-opted that, it's sad, Stu. It is really sad. There's a bunch of us that are standing up, but the problem is we don't have critical mass.
So it's because Republicans don't control Congress that we really can't do anything. What about the everyday American who says, I don't care who controls the Congress. I don't want to lose my country. I don't want to lose my freedoms. I don't want these people coming to my door, knocking on it and saying, you're going to take this needle and so are your kids. That's a real concern.
Absolutely.
What should Americans do?
Americans need to sound off. They need to start calling their members of Congress. We're on a break. And so you should be able to go see your member of Congress. I mean, I mentioned your voice is heard. That First Amendment, that freedom of speech, that freedom of assembly is so ominous and important. The other thing is we got an election coming up in 2022. There's opportunity here. And when I say that is that you've got the census coming at the end of August, beginning of September. You have redistricting starting to occur back in the districts. You got primary starting as early as February. Now it's time to start dividing the Democrats and holding the Republicans accountable for those that are breaking ranks and doing their own thing. Get out there, start talking to people, get involved, so talk to your neighbor, talk to your family.
You're coming to us from Arizona. Obviously, a super hot portion of the country right now. That state is in the news every single day. Forensic audits happening. Everybody's trying to stand in the way of this thing heroes are down there just trying to. But these electronic internet-connected machines seem to be a major issue. If we don't get rid of them, I don't believe that we can have a fair election. So how important is it that we fix 2020 before we start even talking about 22? How many disenfranchised voters are just going to say, forget about it? I don't even want to go vote. It doesn't make any difference. They're just going to steal the damn thing anyways.
No, you're right. We got to get to the bottom of this audit and find out the fallacies of what transpired. I mean, and it's not just us. The Democrats, I mean, there's a 76-page report from the Democrats in 17 that showed exactly they had the same concerns in regards to Donald Trump and the Russians and the election integrity there. Jamie Raskin, actually, who was a Trump impeachee number two on the second impeachment, actually wrote legislation to have oversight of these machines by the federal government so that they didn't have corruptness. This is out of bounds. I mean, videos like Kill Chain that the Democrats actually did, that shows you all the things that can be done. And in Arizona, why wouldn't you want to have an audit? Trust is a series of promises kept. You ought to be showing people that when they cast that vote, it goes to the right person. If you have no problems with it, why are you taking people to court? Why are you standing in the way? Because they know the facts. The facts is there was fraud in here. I mean, from the 3% in Maricopa County from random duplicate ballots to the 2,500 that had almost 17% error, which represents almost 500,000 tampered votes. So we got to get to the bottom of this. But we also have to be multifactorial, Stu. We got to handle all different things, whether it be inflation, whether it be fuel prices, whether it be the vaccine passport, whether it be all these different things have to be accomplished. And we got to show that we're the party that can handle that and go on the offense as well as play defense.
Well, we call you Congressman Paul Gosar, but you're also Dr. Paul Gosar. Mm-hmm. Medical freedom is huge. Is there a valid concern? I mean, should we really be concerned? Is the administration pushing to have eventually forced inoculations? I mean, they're mandating something that's not even FDA approved in the workplace. My knowledge is that's not lawful. This is an experimental vaccine. We have no idea what's in it. Documented overwhelming numbers of unprecedented amount of injuries and death as a result of this thing. I can't believe that this is even being considered for FDA approval, much less mandated. The threshold for injury and death seems to be unchecked. The swine flu vaccine program was shut down after 25 people died. Congressman, now, what is going on with this? I mean, should people anticipate a knock on their door?
Well, that's what they've actually looked at, looking at neighbors and community activists to come knocking on people's doors saying, you're inoculated. So they're actually turning citizens against citizens. That is the telltale sign of what happened in the Soviet Union under Stalin, under Mao and China. And this is exactly what transpired here. We're throwing out immunology from the very textbook here, because when you actually get COVID, you build those antibodies when you survive that. And so we're being told now that doesn't work, and that now this vaccine, even though you can get COVID again, they're utilizing this to take America away and making them dependent on the federal government. That's the key. You see this, you see the rent moratorium, you see the unemployment benefits of $300 a week that Biden's now considering. They're making America dependent on the federal government. And when that occurs, that is no different than what happened in Russia, no different than happened in China. And it's right on our doorstep. So now what we have to do is, if you believe in freedom, we got to start standing up and saying, no, hell no.
So when people stand up, they fear solitary confinement in a federal prison, political imprisonment. This is done by design. This is the chilling of patriotism.
Yeah.
The eradication completely of the First Amendment that we talked about was completely pivotal. People are being censored and deleted off of social media. That's one thing. But being jailed in solitary confinement, subjected to horrific treatment, representatives of Congress are prevented from doing their congressional duty to go check on these people locked out of a facility. I hope that that woman is held accountable, whoever that was that Congressman Gohmert was here telling us locked them out. I hope that there's going to be some legal action there. So what do you say to the people that I want to stand up, but I fear being arrested by my government?
Well, you lead by example, Stu, and that's why Gohmert, myself, Gates, Green, all stood up and went to that jail to make sure that we are being taken seriously. But that tells you how bad the problems are back in Washington, D.C., because these are political prisoners. Political prisoners. They don't even have access to exculpatory information like the videotapes, the 14,000 hours of videotapes. That's why we've front and center in regards to that. That's why we're asking about Ashley Babbitt. Who killed Ashley Babbitt? It has to be held accountable. You know, that the videos will set you free. And if that's not, if they're not going to release those, then those patriots that showed up on January 6th, they need to bring forward their videos so that that becomes a record. But I mean, I lead by example. I was right there with all of them. And I was the first one to challenge the electors because all I wanted was a 10-day moratorium so that we could get the count right. That's it. That's all Americans want. They want to be treated fairly. They want to know that their vote is cast for the person that they cast it for properly. They want the government to get out of their way, and they want freedoms, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah. I mean, you're saying all the things that we want. How to get it seems to be a challenge. Is this defeatable? I mean, I don't know. I just, as a regular guy, you know, with access to you, I have to ask because, you know, there is a real feeling of imminent doom in this country right now. It's saddening.
It is, but that's also the opportunity to rally people because we have been stagnant for so long, Stu. You know, look at our schools. We gave up on them. You know, we didn't see the value to that. Just shove money at the schools without holding accountability. Look where it's taken us. Now what I'm starting to see is I'm starting to see that parent that's standing to stand up and saying, wait a minute, you're not going to do this in my school. And I'm running for the school board so that we hold these people accountable. I had one such lady in Bullhead City who was very active. She got on the school board. She's actually going through the contracts now, finding out that this critical race theory has been changed in words to equity training. And she's on top of it. That's what we need to do is we need to support more and more of these people that are actually engaging in the process.
That's right.
There's an awakening. There's an awakening happening. I was at a picnic on Saturday. There were tons of candidates that have now shown up saying, wait a minute, whoa. We got problems and we need to make some changes. And the people there were tons of people out there, the good old American barbecue and listening to people and then asking them, holding them accountable. What are you going to do when you are elected? This is no different than the Tea Party wave in 2010, but it's now much more fervent and a pitch because of what they have done to take those freedoms and liberties away from us.
Senator Rand Paul was just quoted saying, resist, they can't arrest all of us. So when you're talking about these looming lockdowns, this nationwide lockdown that Administrator Biden is now presenting as a real possibility. Fauci, the only person who possesses science, apparently, on the face of the planet. These people want us locked down, separated from each other, ineffective pieces of cloth over our face. And, you know, Senator Rand Paul is saying resist. What say you?
Absolutely. I'm one of those people that has said, wait a minute. No, hell no. We got to make sure that we're standing on behalf of those freedoms and principles that were given to us, not by the government, but by God. And then if you don't stand up for them, you're going to lose them forever. This shows you the a religious application that maybe we've seen across this country. How many of these people, and I've got seven of them in my family, Stu, they've lost track of God. There's no God in their life. So it's all about me, and me. It should not be that way. But I mean,
I can't tell you, I agree so much.
It's going to take all of us. Rand Paul's right. They can't jail us all. They can try. But what we've got to do is we got to have a strategy. How do we hold out through September? Remember, they got redistricting. We got census coming out. We have primaries. And this is where they've overstepped. You got all these progressives now running against these moderate Democrats. How do you feel about that? You know, are you going to take those tough votes? Are you going to pass a budget that just cripples this country? How about the inflationary rates? Well, look what's happening here. People are going, wait a minute.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree 100%. We have to rebuild that connection between me, the voter, the citizen, the constituent, and you, the elected representative. And there are really, it seems, Congressman, only a handful of you, you know, some of the aforementioned that you were at the jail with, as well as a few senators. I mean, it's really few and far between trying to figure out who's really for us. You have been a forefront America First fighter. And for that, we are appreciative. And for you being here, we are appreciative. I want to ask you one more thing before I let you go. So there are millions of us. We have referenced it would be nearly impossible to jail all of us, right? Mm-hmm. What about the millions of people just infiltrating our country, being flown all over the place, borders wide open? Did the administration pre-plan this? Have they orchestrated this criminal action?
It sure looks like it, Stu, because what you're doing is you're bringing all these people that are dependent upon the federal government and that are 8 out of 10 will end up voting Democrat versus Republican. You got to remember, Donald Trump took the Democratic Party's base away. The everyday person was a Trump person. And so they needed to replace that. And they decided to go full bore. That's why when you see all this rampant voter fraud, like whether it be in Arizona, whether it be in Georgia, in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. But people are starting to stand up, looking at those, getting those results, and sticking in back in people's face. They're saying, wait a minute. You got nothing to hide. Why do you have a concern? So this is an opportunity, a golden opportunity for us to recapture that aspect of faith, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it all goes in God we trust. I got to look at that class as being half full, not half empty, Stu. And I lead by example. We can do this. We can do this. It's going to be a little rough, but what you put in is what you're going to get out. Freedoms are not free. You got to give something in return for those.
Are there Republicans that don't want to see real change in the Republican Party? Are they hesitant to support the Freedom Caucus or the America First movement?
Oh, absolutely. I think you could look at two of them, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney.
So speaking of Kinzinger and Cheney, is Leader McCarthy going to look to have them removed from the conference?
Well, I'm one of the Freedom Caucus's members, and we believe that they have committed apostasies against the Republican Party. They need to be removed from the caucus. If they're removed from the caucus, then they lose their committee assignments. How is it that we can have Benedict Arnolds in our midst and allow that to go forward? We can't. We have to start calling him out. How's Liz Cheney's dad now backing a pack, trying to take people out like me and Andy Biggs? That this is, it's crazy what's going on here.
Yeah. So Mitt Romney, where does the leader stand on this? Where does the minority leader stand on this?
Well, I think, we're going to find out very quickly on a conference call. We dropped the bomb right before we left. But they're burying themselves in this witch hunt, January 6th. That's not trying to get to the truth. That's trying to cover up. That's trying to cover up for what the failings of Pelosi and Capitol Police hierarchy had in knowing that something was going to happen as early as 3 weeks before that, and not doing their due diligence to put the Capitol Police rank and file in a position with the tools necessary and in a position to succeed. They put them in a horrible position.
Was January 6th a cover-up for November 3rd?
I would look at it as that. I mean, so you look back at 2001 and 2005 and 2017, Ms. Pelosi, Raul Grijalva, all these people, Ms. Jayapal, all actually went to the floor to contest the electoral process. The problem is they weren't smart enough or didn't read the law that you need a senator to do that. When we went to looking at this for the recall and delaying the seating of the electors, we had over 140 members of the House. We had over 30 members of the Senate. And what happened when things came tumbling down? We had 3 senators and barely 50 members of Congress. They were spooked by what transpired.
Yep. So you needed the distraction. Yep. You needed a reason to intimidate the masses, and you needed a reason to intimidate the elected representatives that were going to stand up for integrity, for the law, absolutely, for their constituents. And they were successful in doing that so far. We're going to defeat tyranny, aren't we, Congressman? We're going to win this thing, aren't we? I mean,
stay the course. That's to stay the course. What we want to do is we have to recapture each and every community one by one by one, a school board one by one by one, a city council one by one by one.
The attorney general in Arizona, is he going to go after these people that are trying to block this forensic audit from happening?
I don't think he's got a choice. I think the state law basically requires him to, when they violate that tenet, that he must go to court on behalf of the state Senate. And I don't think he's got a choice to.
And these people that are acting illegally, unlawfully, what repercussions could they face?
Well, definitely misdemeanors. There needs to be other retaliation. In the bill or the law that I'm citing, a percentage of Maricopa's funding is held and taken away. And that's to the tune of $61 million per incident. And so we're using creative ideas and trying to find people like judges, that stand up for the equal application of the rule of law. That's the key here. And we can't get this country back, Stu, unless we actually have that equal application of the law. Everybody is subject to the same law. Not people above it, like Hillary Clinton, like Barack Obama.
Yeah. We just saw his birthday party, his maskless birthday party. Pictures of that are coming out. I mean, it just indicates that these people just they're Marxists. They're the elite, the ruling class. They're tyrannical, Congressman. I don't really know any other way to say it. They're tyrants.
They're communists. When you look at this, they follow the playbook. I always tell people, go read Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And people say, why would I want to do that? Well, if you want to see their playbook, here it is. So remember what Saul Alinsky once said. I'm pretty sure I could get a millionaire to back a revolution that he'd make a sure big profit on Saturday, but on Sunday he would be executed. Think about that. That's Saul Alinsky.
Yeah.
Profess something over and over again, even if it's not true, and it eventually becomes a fact.
That's what our media is doing. That's an extremely effective tool, isn't it? The propaganda machine just out and out lying, making things up. Matter of fact, we just debunked a news report from down in Florida. Of course, the tyrants are going to attack Governor Ron DeSantis there as he's fighting back against these mandates and these inoculation, you know, requirements and masking and lockdowns and schools and all that. He's fighting in Florida, and so they're going to attack him. The media is manufacturing stories about refrigerator trucks hauling out corpses due to the Delta variant. We sent somebody down there, and in fact, that is not the case. It's just completely fabricated, made up. And I think these people should be tried. I think that there should be criminal implications for people just making up news and reporting it to the masses, pushing them into fear as they help to facilitate this Marxist coup.
Well, I mean, in Arizona, that's the Supreme Court of Arizona actually backed a protest in regards to the malicious intent and slander of somebody. You were given a walk away by the speech and debate clause in the state's House and Senate, so allowing defamations to go forward. You got two Supreme Court justices, both Gorsuch and Thomas, who have now want a case of defamation to come forward, because they have said you just can't just say things about somebody without being held accountable.
Yeah.
Once again, I go back to Ronald Reagan. When a law is violated, we got to stop blaming society. We need to hold people accountable who are the lawbreakers. That is key right now. And it means that they're hitting us on all fronts. We need everybody to help us hit them on all fronts.
I got
school board, city councils.
I got about 70 seconds left, just over a minute left. Final words from you, Congressman. Just if you got the podium to address anything that you want, your final words for America.
Folks, have heart. Stay the course. Get out there. You can do this. We can retake this country back. But we have to do it one community at a time, one school board at a time. You can do this. Today's school board members are going to be the congressional members for in the future. I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. If you love the freedoms that you were given and got to extol and benefit from, it's time to stand up. Enough's enough. Let's hold those lawbreakers accountable. Let's make sure it happens. And, you know, there is strength in mass. Strength in mass.
Strength in mass.
God
bless. Stay the course.
God be trusted.
God bless you, Congressman. We appreciate your fight. And thank you so much for your time and being here. And we will be following all of this closely. Arizona, the masking, the inoculations. And specifically what's happening on with the forensic thing. I know Mike Lindell has a symposium upcoming that the media won't allow him to even advertise. But there is a groundswelling of support for leaders like you, and we thank you for your courage. Congressman
Hulbos. One last thing, Stu.
Yeah.
I want to push that. I made mention of a video called Kill Chain. You can get it on HBO. It's on YouTube. Get it. I'm not a big push for HBO. But this was done by the Democrats, and it will tell you everything you need to know about these machines and the backdrops of what's happening. Arm yourself with the facts and do not let them tell you that you're wrong.
Thank you so much, Congressman. God bless you. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Stu.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.